Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the weekly 30-minute worship service known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, in the spoken word of God, a time of worship and praise. Let's lift up the Savior. Sing along with us.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name, and thank you for spending time with us today. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Reading today from Matthew chapter 5 and verse 10. The Word of God says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Wonderful words of life as we begin the broadcast service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And then if you will, in just a little while, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. We're looking forward to hearing from you after you've given to your church and taken care of your family. If you'd like to share something financially with us one time or more than one time, large or small, however you would like to do it, it would be appreciated. And if you have a song request or a prayer request, please feel free to contact us. And don't be embarrassed if you don't have any funds to send. You can still contact us, and we'll definitely pray over your prayer request, and we'll do our best to sing your song request. All right, let's take the Holiness Hymns hymnal, page 207. Sing along with us on "What a Gathering That Will Be." Here's a good hand-clapping song. Let's rejoice about this.
At the sounding of the trumpet, when the saints are gathered home, we shall meet each other by the crystal sea. With the friends and all our loved ones, they're awaiting us to come. What a gathering of the faithful that will be. What a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious jubilee. What a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. When the angel of the Lord proclaims that time shall be no more, we shall gather and the saved and ransomed see. Then to meet again together on that bright celestial shore, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. What a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious jubilee. What a gathering, gathering What a gathering of the faithful that will be. At that great and final judgment, when the hidden comes to light, when the Lord in all His glory we shall see. At the bidding of our Savior, come ye blessed to my right. What a gathering of the faithful that will be. What a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious Jubilee. What a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. Oh, what a gathering, gathering at the sounding of the glorious Jubilee. What a gathering, gathering, what a gathering of the faithful that will be. Hallelujah. Well, I trust that you're planning to go to that great reunion. Let's go to the precious promise today before we pray, asking the Lord to help us. And we're working with some more new computer equipment today. This is the first time we have used it, and it's been giving us a little bit of a struggle getting it all set up. But, you know, it just became necessary to do it again. And, of course, it's expensive to do that. So will you just pray that the Lord will help all this to work smoothly and for His glory. All right, reading from Matthew 5:10, the precious promise today says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God." I told someone at church the other night when I was preaching, I said, when you become a Christian, you sign up for persecution. But Jesus said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake." It's an expected thing. You should not feel insulted, you know, or frustrated when you're persecuted, but you just need to look for the blessing that comes from the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your blessings upon us, and we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to worship you in spirit and in truth. We're thankful today, Lord, because you're our wonderful Savior and our wonderful friend. And Lord, you know, persecution comes and it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it puts us in a stressful situation. But we're so thankful today, Lord, that we can call on you and realize, Lord, that we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, not because of who we are or what we are, but we're persecuted for righteousness' sake. We're persecuted because who you are. And Lord, if anyone suffered persecution and was an example in persecution, it is you. Help us, Lord, to follow in your example. Help us, Lord, to walk in your footsteps, and help us to have the attitude that you had, and help us to have the demeanor, Lord, that you displayed, and help us to conduct ourselves as you would do. Lord, the question comes up, WWJD, what would Jesus do? So, Lord, before we act, you know, too hastily, we just need to ask that question, what would you do? And Lord, we just pray you'll lead us and guide us today and use us and direct us and help us to be witnesses, Lord. Help us to be soul winners. We're living in the last days and we need you, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen. He touched me. Oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Let's sing it one more time. Worship with us now. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
And if you will, be ready in just a little while. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast. All right, let's go to page 224 in the Holiness Hymns. Here's another prayer that is set to song. Let's pray this together as we sing it. Jesus, use me.
Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if You will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of Thee. My eyes of faith, I see Thee upon the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me Thy servant be. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for You. I'll stand for Thee, dear Jesus, though death may come my way. I'll spread the gospel to the fallen here. But if it be Thy will, Lord, to go across the sea, Lord, help me to be willing to say yes. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for You.
Hallelujah. Let's make that a matter of prayer. The Lord needs laborers in His vineyard. Let's be one of them.
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the beautiful rose of Sharon. He's all the world to me. But best of all, he is my coming King. Oh, worship him now. Let's sing it. Hallelujah. Jesus, use me. And oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. One more time, let's pray it again together now. Hallelujah. Jesus, use me. And oh Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. And in just a little while, have your Bible open to Luke chapter 2 and to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And you are worshiping with us on the weekly 30-minute broadcast of the Power of Pentecost. We come to you each week at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And then we have some daily broadcast also. Thank you for worshiping with us as often as you can and however you can. It's amazing all the different devices that you can listen on now, the radio and your computer and your phone and the internet and all kinds of devices. We thank the Lord for all these opportunities. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the Power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. Our ministry is a work of faith, and its lists are supported. And any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then I've told you earlier the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and you click donate on the front page to contribute with your credit or debit card. Some of our stations sometimes have transmitter or tower problems, and they have to cut their power back during the repairs. And you know, it limits sometimes the coverage area to some of the listeners. But you can always worship with us on the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Or our stations also have websites that stream our broadcast. I'll try to give you a little bit more of that information before we leave the air. Here's a great one also. It's another prayer that is set to music, page 223 in the Holiness Hymns. Let's sing together on Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art called, pass me by. Savior, Savior, thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet release. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief.
Oh, let's sing it now. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art called, trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee? Heaven but thee. Savior, hear my humble cry. Thou art calling. Do not pass me by. And our time's getting away from us, but we trust that you're enjoying the presence of the Lord. Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, speaking here about the birth of Jesus. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We might ask ourselves, and I've mentioned this on some recent broadcast, why Christ is crowded out. And we can definitely see from some recent events here in the United States that Christ is not welcome in many people's hearts and lives and in many establishments. We realize today just how powerful and how forceful the enemy has been. But remember, the Bible says, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. When I hear of all the events that have been taking place, and I see all of the opposition and the futility, and when I see the fighting and the anger and the hatred and all of these hellish things that are happening in the world, it makes me want to get on 100 more radio stations and begin to preach the gospel and share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want this broadcast to be filled with Christ. If you tune in to listen to us, you may be disappointed. But if you come in and tune in to hear something from the Lord as the Holy Spirit can speak to you, you will not be disappointed. To be crowded out means to be forced out of a space. And, you know, if it's forced out of the space and the space is empty, often something that's out of a space because something else has filled it. I want you to know, if you let Christ escape from your heart, the enemy will come in like a flood and fill your heart to overflowing with his wickedness and his power. It's time today that you come to Jesus. Christ was crowded out when he came to this earth to be the Savior of mankind. And he's crowded out today in many different ways. But the crowding out is just as real as it was in Bethlehem. Many fail to take a stand for God because of social pressures. In 2 Timothy 3:5, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And the Bible says, from such turn away. Yes, they give in to Satan for fear of losing their position or losing their popularity. But we must give Christ first place in our lives and not allow the social pressures of the world and the peer pressures of our so-called friends and family to crowd him out. Do you know, if we are fearless and faithful and fruitful for him, he will be our helper. And the Bible says we can boldly say, the Lord is our helper. He will be our guide. The Holy Spirit came to lead us into all truth and to guide us. Yes, he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. There are people that will say, Pastor Myers, I'll stick with you through thick and thin. But I've seen the times when things got thick, they thinned out. Yes, that is their version of thick and thin. Social pressures, things dealing with our society, things dealing with our everyday life, things dealing with matters that concern us in our towns, in our states, and our country, things that we are involved in every day. You're faced with social pressures in the grocery store and in the department stores, and you're faced with social pressures on the job. You're faced with social pressures just walking down the street. The enemy is out there, and he's got you in a vice, if you please, and he's squeezing it just as tight as he can. But are we going to take our stand for God? The answer is yes. Let's stand up and be counted. Let's lift our hands and let's tell the world about Jesus. Well, thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. If you'd like to have special prayer, you can call me now or anytime, 618-214-1410. I'd be more than happy to pray with you, read some scripture to you, see if I can recommend a good church to you. And you can also call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Savior, Savior.